Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening India-Cyprus relations. The participants are Prabhu Dayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India and Cyprus share a long-standing relationship with each other. The diplomatic relationship was established back in 1962, and since then, both the nations have seen an upward trajectory of the relationship. The spotlight today is on the bilateral relationship between the two nations, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day state visit to Cyprus. The President of Cyprus today conferred upon Prime Minister Modi Cyprus honor, the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of Republic of Cyprus. Prime Minister expressed happiness after receiving the highest civilian honor of Cyprus. Let's listen to what he said.
अभी कुछ देर पहले मुझे साइप्रस के इतने बड़े सम्मान से अलंकृत किया गया. ये सम्मान केवल मेरा नहीं, 140 करोड़ भारतीयों का सम्मान है. यह भारत और साइप्रस की अटूट मित्रता की मोहर है.
दिस विजिट टू साइप्रस बाय एन इंडियन प्राइम मिनिस्टर कम्स आफ्टर 23 इयर्स. लेट्स लिसन टू अ रिपोर्ट फ्रॉम आकाशवाणी कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट राजा दुराई फ्रॉम साइप्रस.
The successful completion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Cyprus has not only revitalized the bilateral ties, but also opened a new chapter in strategic cooperation. In wide-ranging talks with Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis, the two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations, and both leaders agreed to formulate a 5-year roadmap to steer the evolving partnership. India appreciated Cyprus' strong condemnation of the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam and its unwavering support in the global fight against terrorism. A significant highlight of the visit was a joint tour to the Nicosia Town Hall, including a walk along United Nations ceasefire line. President Christodoulidis also showed Prime Minister Modi the mountains in northern Cyprus under Turkish cooperation since 1974, highlighting the island's geopolitical sensitivities. Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of Cyprus issue based on UN Security Council resolution and international law. Prime Minister Modi also welcomed Cyprus' support for India's bid for permanent membership in a reformed United Nations Security Council. Both sides stressed the need to finalize the India-EU Free Trade Agreement by the end of this year, recognizing its far-reaching economic and strategic implications. To sum up, Prime Minister Modi's visit has injected fresh momentum into India-Cyprus relations. Rajadurai, Akashvani News from Cyprus.
To discuss various aspects of this visit, we are now joined by Ambassador Prabhu Dayal. Ambassador Dayal, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Ambassador Dayal, Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Cyprus, received a ceremonial welcome at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia. He held a one-on-one meeting with the President of Cyprus. This is the first visit by PM Modi after Pahalgam attack and India's highly successful Operation Sindoor. How do you view this visit and why Cyprus at this time?
Well, Prime Minister Modi's visit to Cyprus is important for many reasons. Firstly, it is a strategically significant move. You know, this visit comes amid heightened Turkey-Pakistan solidarity, particularly following Turkey's support to Pakistan. And Turkey is engaged in long-standing territorial dispute with Cyprus. So our Prime Minister's visit to Cyprus sends the signal that we seek to strengthen ties with nations which are opposing Turkish influence. Secondly, you know, the visit is intended to strengthen bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian Prime Minister who will be visiting Cyprus in 23 years. And the visit provides an opportunity to build upon the historical bonds and expand our ties in the areas of trade, investment, security, technology, and people-to-people exchanges.
Ambassador Dayal, we'll decode your answer one by one and cover each aspect that you have mentioned. But coming on to my next question, the bilateral discussion between the two leaders were held on a wide range of subjects. The leaders reaffirmed their unwavering support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all the nations. So now I have two questions over here. How do you view this statement in the backdrop of Cyprus, a long-standing conflict with Turkey? And also, could you throw some light on Prime Minister's visit to the Green Line, the demilitarized zone between Cyprus and Turkey, the UN-controlled buffer zone? And since India has been sending forces in the UN peacekeeping mission and Cyprus has been a beneficiary of it, in fact, General Thimaia, who served in Cyprus.
You know, the Cypriots have a very high regard for the role which India has played in the context of peacekeeping in their country. Now, Turkish forces had invaded Cyprus in 1974, and they occupied one-third of Cyprus, the northern part of it, which Turkey declared as a separate country named Northern Cyprus. But essentially, it is not a separate country. It is very much a part of Cyprus. And in fact, the territorial integrity of Cyprus has been violated. And I come back to the initial aspect. India played a very important role in the context of peacekeeping. We had sent our peacekeeping forces, and General Thimaia's name is revered because he led the first set of peacekeepers. And so let me mention that we have conveyed through this joint statement that we stand together with Cyprus in condemning any act of violation of territorial integrity.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about terrorism and various other related problems to it. Let's listen to what Prime Minister said while speaking about terrorism in Cyprus.
Atankwad, drugs aur arms ki taskari ki rokthaam ke liye hamari agencies ke beech real time information exchange ka mechanism taiyar kiya jayega. हम दोनों सहमत है कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है.
Both the leaders took stock of the ongoing cooperation in various aspects of the bilateral relationship, which included trade and investment, science and research. I would like to draw your attention to the aspect of trade between the two nations. Bilateral trade between the two countries was US$136.96 million for April 2023 to March 2024. What are the areas which both the countries are looking forward to explore and expand partnership into? And do you feel that AI is a probable area of partnership in the coming times?
Yes, certainly. AI can be a very important area because, well, India is a big player in this context. And Cyprus is located in a strategic manner that we can extend our outreach to European countries using Cyprus. Now, it is true that as regards the bilateral trade, it's not much. You mentioned 136 point something. But then Cyprus is a very small country. And the fact that even this figure has been reached is significant, shows that both sides are interested in trading with each other. But you know, we have to look at things in a futuristic manner. The location of Cyprus being so strategic can work in our favor because we can utilize Cyprus, for instance, for re-exporting from there. You know, Indian manufactured could come to Cyprus in bulk form and be re-exported to countries in Europe and also to Africa, because the location of Cyprus is very important. Moreover, you know, the businessmen from Cyprus are very dynamic. And in fact, they have been a very important conduit for foreign investment to India. In fact, Cyprus plays a very important role in this particular context. So we have to look at matters in a manner that we are able to shape the future course towards increased enhanced involvement of both countries in the bilateral economic context, and somehow figure out how we can overcome the challenges. And in that context, of course, the India, Middle East, Europe economic corridor will play a very significant role once it comes into being, because the location of Cyprus will help in a variety of ways. And I think that these are some aspects where the scope of bilateral cooperation is very significant.
In fact, Ambassador Dayal, you spoke about the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. And what kind of role will it play, the role of a catalyst for regional cooperation? And do you feel that Cyprus is a gateway for India into Europe, considering the current global situation where the Middle East is at the boil and Russia-Ukraine conflict is also nowhere near an end? So how do you feel that IMEC will play a catalyst role for regional cooperation?
Well, you referred to these conflicts, and at the present time, it seems that work on the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor has been halted. Such work cannot take place when there are major regional conflicts which are going on. But once these conflicts are ended, work on the corridor is going to be possible. And in that broader context, Cyprus will assume importance. Now, while Cyprus is very important, it has to look at things in a manner which will work to its advantage, as also the advantage of its partners. So Cyprus has to figure out whether it can play this sort of a role. Nonetheless, you know, India will be there to help Cyprus to whatever extent is possible, and both sides will be working at enhancing the bilateral economic relationship.
I also want to know from you that the signing of an MOU between the NSE and Cyprus Stock Exchange, will it give a boost to the cross-border investments?
Yes, certainly it will. You see, we always have to look at mechanisms which facilitate bilateral interaction, especially, of course, bilateral investment, bilateral trade, and thus increase the possibility of Indian companies working closely with companies in the other country. So this sort of a protocol or an arrangement or a treaty will always work to the advantage of both sides. And in fact, that is why it has been signed.
Ambassador Dayal, for the benefit of our listeners, can you highlight the commonality between Cyprus Vision 2035 or 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047?
Well, you know, both are futuristic. We have certainly started work on Viksit Bharat in a very forthright manner. And we are making great headway in this regard. And there is global recognition. In fact, that's the reason why India has been invited as a guest to all the G7 summits, including the present one to which our Prime Minister has headed in Canada. So India is showing great determination in working towards this objective. I think Cyprus also needs to realize its potential and work towards this its vision 2035. But then it will need close cooperation from its other European partners. And it will have to figure out how it can use its strategic location. Because as I said earlier, it is situated close to Europe, Asia and Africa. And this could give it a great advantage. So I'm sure that Cyprus is paying attention. The businessmen from Cyprus are renowned for their acumen. The leadership of Cyprus is very futuristic in its approach. But of course, Cyprus has been facing problems, particularly from Turkey. And with the help of friendly countries, like, of course, India, it will be able to overcome the challenges to whatever extent is possible and move towards its goals for a brighter future.
Lastly, the most important aspect of any bilateral relationship is people-to-people ties between any two countries. An MOU was signed to establish an Indian Studies ICCR chair at the University of Nicosia. How will all these steps boost the people-to-people ties between these two nations?
How does this new pact that we have with Cyprus, how the new understanding promote bilateral people-to-people contacts? I think it will do so in a number of ways. You know, Cyprus is a great tourist destination. So Indians were flocking to Turkey. And now there is a spate of cancellations. Indians don't want to go to Turkey because of its hostile attitude. But by contrast, Cyprus is friendly. So I'm sure that Indians will be going in increasingly greater numbers to Cyprus as also to other friendly countries like Croatia and Greece. So the widening of people-to-people contacts will automatically happen if there is an indication from the top levels, that is to say, the political leadership, that we are friends. People like to go to friendly countries. Now, there's a long history of interaction between India and Cyprus. The relations have always been friendly. And one reason for that is we are both countries which have a very global view of things. You know, we are not countries which are hostile to our neighbors. We like to maintain friendly profiles. And that's why there has been a great connect. Cyprus has been a great long-standing friend of India's. And that is why Prime Minister's visit to Cyprus will be a step in the right direction.
Ambassador Dayal, you gave us a deep insight into India-Cyprus relationship. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time for the program tonight.
Thank you.
You were listening to our discussion on strengthening India-Cyprus relations. The participants were Prabhu Dayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Spotlight. Spotlight.